Chapter 16.
Am I supposed to know what that is?
Samilla barked and took a step back into the marble foyer of the building.
You just look like a rough-and-tumble group of ruffians to me. But if it's a fight you're looking for, then you came to the right place. Let me call my guards. I'm sure they'd duke it out with you. I really don't think you want to fight against me. It'll be over in a second.
Go ahead, I growled, stepped forward, and gripped the staff tighter in my hands. Call your guards. They won't respond. They're probably already dead. I knew they weren't dead, probably knocked out from all of the gas, but I didn't want the Marchioness to know that. Samilla, this is the new order, I grunted and grinned down at the tiny woman. Your aristocratic reign of terror ends tonight.
Is that so? And you, a brute with a fancy stick and a bunch of freak show women, are gonna stop me? Hilarious.
It's best if you give in now, Samilla.
A familiar voice broke in through the crowd of soldiers behind us.
Resistance is futile. If you fight them, you will lose. Give in and let them take you.
The red-headed guard pushed through the trove of soldiers and monster women and came to stand beside my family and me. Samilla's wide, doll-like eyes narrowed on Cecilia's face, and a variant of emotion slipped across her tiny face. First came surprise, shock, anger, and finally, realization.
Radisha! I want to say I'm surprised that you're behind all of this, but I'm not. I always suspected that you were a harlot, but I never had enough proof for any reason to take you in front of the queen. You were part of the royal guard, for fuck's sake. I couldn't say anything bad about someone in such a high position. But here you are, doing exactly what I thought you were.
I'm not behind any of this. I joined them last night. This is all Charles Rayburn and his monster women's doing. You need to prepare yourself, Samilla. This is the revolution. Your reign of terror over Berscon ends today.
I'm tired of talking, I snarled, and then whipped the staff through the air. Let's just kill her and be done with it. My women understood my meaning, not a literal death, but the symbolic one when we placed her within my machine and transformed her into a new, better woman. I dashed forward with the staff lifted over my head, and my monster women spread out all around me with their arms raised. Ryan slammed her feet down, bent her knees, and then lifted both of her hands in front of her body. Slowly, the palms of each hand began to glow a hateful orange, and as she concentrated, the color changed to a neon blue. Valerie's sweet, innocent face split with an expression of pure rage, and she flipped hand over hand in a graceful cartwheel. Right as she was about to land firmly on her feet, the ash blonde phased out of view.
I think we need a bit more room in here.
Daisy grunted through a grin, turned toward the metal doorframe, and bent both of her legs.
Why don't we let in a bit more air?
The bear girl chuckled lightly, lifted her right leg, pivoted her torso, and slammed her heel into the doorframe's metal base. A thunderous crack vibrated through the room, and the marble that lined every wall cracked and then exploded. Pieces tumbled down to the floor with the loud clacks, and then skittered toward Samilla's feet. In one swift movement, the bear girl shifted her body and slammed her right foot down as she turned toward the other side. The brunette's arm and clenched fists were a blur through the air, but the marble and metal doorframe on the other side detonated with her powerful punch. Slowly but surely, the building's outer wall began to crack and crumble into a hole large enough for my entire army to run through. Daisy turned, pressed both of her potent fists together, grinned wickedly, and bowed like a showman.
No fair!
Valerie cried from wherever she was.
Show off!
Man,
Ryan whined.
I want to do something cool now, too. It's too late, girls.
Edeny purred, stepped forward, and came to stand a few feet away from me. Finally, Samilla's eyes landed on the Duchess, and her face paled with the sudden and evident recognition. Sure, the she-wolf had changed in more ways than one, but her striking, intimidating features and curvaceous body stayed the same. Edeny stood tall and glared down at the petite marchioness with her violet eyes filled with hatred and disgust.
Edeny? Is that you? happened to you? What has this madman done to you?
Charles made me better, Samilla. And soon, he'll make you better, too. Don't worry. We'll try to make this as painless as possible.
Suddenly, Edeny's cunning, violet eyes glowed with a blinding white light, and the she-wolf lifted off the floor with her hands held out on either side of her. Her blue-tipped hair shifted around her, and giant, undulating orbs of electricity zapped to life above her palms. Yellow shimmered all around the wolf woman, and when I looked upon her, I saw nothing more than a goddess in the flesh. In one swift movement, Edeny brought up both of her hands and smashed both of the electrical orbs together. A loud buzzing sound lifted into the air, and as the she-wolf brought her hands back down, more and more orbs rippled to life until they completely surrounded her in a golden halo.
I learned a lot of things in my life as Marchioness, but the most important thing I learned is if you take out the leader, all the pillars of support underneath them crumble to nothing. So all I have to do is kill Charles Rayburn.
The petite Marchioness held her hands tightly behind her back, grinned wolfishly, and then slammed both hands out in front of her. Two enormous portals opened up above my head and right below my feet. I felt my body being pulled down and up all at once, and my rage-filled eyes landed on Samilla as she cackled with wild, manic laughter. She intended to tear me cleanly in half with her portals, and I manically struggled to free myself.
You won't touch Charles!
A high, feminine voice screamed behind me, and a blur of blue clouded my vision. It took me a moment to realize what was sparkling and glittering in front of me. I stared up at the enormous ball of ice surrounding my body and protecting me from Samilla's attack. The frozen water was clear, and as I stared out of it, I realized the person who protected me was Cleia. The Nyx woman stood in front of the colossal ball of ice with her back hunched and her ice-blue-colored eyes focused on the petite Marchioness in front of her.
No one touches Charles!
The turquoise-haired woman screamed and then clenched her outstretched hands.
No one hurts him! We're his women, and we've sworn to protect him with our lives!
She'd already summoned two portals, and they were huge. That could only mean that the Marchioness only had a few left before she'd have to rest and recharge her power. Samilla's red face tensed, and the tiny hands held out in front of her tensed as she attempted to force the two portals down on her intended target. But the orb of frozen liquid was too big to force into the already summoned portals.
Crumble our armies!
Josephine shouted and lifted her horned head into the air proudly.
Kill our soldiers, but we will still stand tall and fight against you and our oppressors!
The Marchioness's eyes widened as the monster women behind us broke rank, and the seven other drake women stepped forward to flank the heiress. Even looking at them through the clear ice around me, it sent shivers racing up and down my spine.
You think a little ice is going to stop me? You silly, stupid little girls. As if that's the only thing I can do.
The two vortexes above and below me retracted, and Cleia stepped to the side as she swept both hands down. The orb of ice dissolved, and I would have expected to fall to the ground, sopping me in cold water, but that didn't happen. The water all around me began to ripple and then sizzled with unseen heat. My feet pressed firmly against the marble floor, and my eyes instantly went to Cleia as she evaporated the liquid. Her power had finally manifested, and it was so much more than I'd expected. Sure, I'd guessed it would have probably had something to do with water since she was part Nyx, but I never thought she'd be able to manipulate it in such ways as this.
We can't let the portals touch Charles or us,
Cleia barked.
Thanks for the heads up.
Instantly, the turquoise-haired woman's hands drifted through the air fluidly, and flowing water shifted in front of her like a small wave. I bent my knees, gripped the handle of the staff in both hands, and set my sights on the tiny Marchioness in front of us. I knew what I had to do, but executing it would be a difficult task, since Samilla's powers worked both in close and long range.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Valerie squealed from across the room, and suddenly, the cat girl phased into view.
Samilla! Come get me, you big ninny!
Instantly, Valerie's body multiplied 10 times, and the versions of the ash blonde raced around the room. Samilla's eyes observed all of them, but her hands twitched and shook as she held them out in front of her. I realized what was happening. Josephine activated her augmented power and held her perfectly still in an opening meant only for me. Good, I chuckled. Good. I zipped forward, swung out the staff in front of me, and barely had time to register the flashing blue light as it glowed inside of the core. I moved surely and confidently, and suddenly blasts of fire raced alongside me. I glanced out of the corner of my eye and watched as Ryan flipped through the room with a trail of flames following after her. Shards of ice and whips of water rained down above me, and right as I turned my head, one of Edeny's electrical orbs blasted past on a streamline of whipping air sent by Daisy. Right as all of our attacks were about to slam into the tiny woman, Samilla broke free from Josephine's oppressive hold and slammed out her hands in every direction. I gritted my teeth and watched as the spires of ice disappeared into a portal and reappeared in Cleia's direction. The Nyx woman lifted her hand, screamed as she evaporated the ice, and then sent another hail of them in Samilla's direction. The small marchioness managed to deflect all of our attacks, and as I ran closer, an enormous portal opened up on the floor in front of me. That was 4 portals in total. She only had 1 left inside before she had to stop. All I had to do was keep pushing forward. I didn't have time to think, only move, and slammed my boots against the hard marble. I launched myself into the air, curled into a tight ball, and sailed over the blackness below. Samilla growled and went to move her hand, but Ryan was about to reach her. The black-haired imp raised both arms over her head and roared with unfathomable rage. Fire blasted out of the imp woman's palms and obscured the marchioness from view. Ryan flipped once more, landed a few feet away, and wiped the sweat from her brow. I landed squarely in front of Samilla right as she raised her singed head. My hand reached into the satchel at my waist and gripped the injector tightly in my free hand. I pulled it out, aimed it directly at her thin neck, and then squeezed the trigger. The needle and canister flew through the air with an explosive crack, and in a blink of an eye, it buried itself into Samilla's pink flesh. The petite marchioness shrieked in pain, stumbled backward, and then gripped the needle in her hands. It was already too late. It had already injected her with all of the serum, and she wobbled on her legs for a second. Suddenly, her eyes met mine, and for a second, I thought she'd accept her fate. Her large, doll-like eyes swiveled over my shoulder toward my approaching monster women.
"You're so stupid,"
the marchioness croaked out right as I stepped forward and gripped my staff even tighter.
"Just like any other brute."
Her voice was belabored from the serum, but her magical strength was so powerful that she was able to fight its effects. Before I could scramble away, a portal opened up beneath her feet, and she flew forward through it. Next thing I knew, her face was inches from mine, and her hot breath hit my face. Samilla sneered up at me as her hands whipped out in front of her like an elegant martial artist. I couldn't scramble away, and all of my women were too far away to protect me from her attack. I lifted the staff and moved to swing, but a strange cold sensation washed over me. Suddenly, my view was completely different, and it took me a moment to realize my head was no longer attached to my shoulders. Well, it was, but my body was so far away on the floor, and my head floated high among the winding staircases near the domed ceiling. She'd gotten me. I'd had her, but she still managed to activate her power and use it against me. Valerie screamed.
"No! Science, no! Cecilia, what do we do? We have to get him down! We can't let this happen!"
All of my women's voices lifted into the air, and I felt my arm struggle for purchase, but I couldn't reach anything. Suddenly, all of the anger and hatred I'd built up in my heart filled my entire body in blazing flames. I couldn't let it end like this. I couldn't let some unknown marchioness end this so soon. I had so much more that I needed to do before my life ended. "No!" I roared, and my voice echoed against each of the room's walls. "Not like this!" My hand tightened on the staff still held in my blind hands, and I felt its unfathomable power flow through me. The metal bit into my skin, and I felt my skin break from my tight grip. Suddenly, a dark blue, royal purple, and gold light flooded all around me. The runes carved into the weapon's shaft flickered, and slowly the blue light died within them, only to reignite in scarlet hues. When she'd first trapped me, I couldn't move my body and certainly couldn't pull myself out. But as the core's immense power surged through me, I bent my legs. I felt my body pass through something, and as I dove deep through the portal, I closed my eyes and held my breath. Suddenly, Samilla came back into view as I crouched in front of her and panted. Sweat dripped down the sides of my cheeks, and my chest rose and fell rapidly, but we weren't finished yet. This wouldn't end just yet. I was the single man who had the ability to change the world, and I would make sure that happened. I needed to win so that this world would be safe for both men and women. My blood dripped down from the cut on my palm and slowly coursed down the shaft. Instantly, the kaleidoscope of colors flashing around me shifted, blinked, and then glowed scarlet. Everything around me was bathed in a haze of red, and I lifted the staff above my head before I brought it down. The core glowed intensely with heat and power, and I slashed it down through the portal right above me. At first, I thought nothing had happened, but as I stared above me, the edges of the portal warbled, then began to shatter. Even though I knew it was something more than a portal, I felt like I watched time and space break apart before my eyes.
What?
Samilla whispered.
How?
Didn't you know? I'm the first man ever to wield magic. That's how. I raised my right hand, flipped the scarlet staff in my hands, and then right as it spanned the farthest point of my reach, I slashed down with it through the air. A sound lifted into the air like a warbling song, and a strong gale whipped around the two of us. Samilla's pink hair lashed through the air and blinded her for a second as her hands shifted in front of her. Before she could even move, I flipped the weapon to my left hand and slashed down across her body. The staff's tip didn't touch her, and if it did, I didn't see it. But the tiny woman stumbled backward with a yelp of pain. Samilla fell as her heel connected with the first stair and landed on her back, with her head thrown to the side. The petite marchioness twitched, and her large, doll-like eyes opened. She knew. She knew I'd won. But it was evident that she didn't want to accept it just yet, and she chose to keep fighting despite the extreme difference in power.
I won't let you win. I won't let you take Berskhan. This is my city. It was given to me by the Queen. No one can take it from me.
I already have, I roared, lifted the staff over my shoulder, and stabbed it straight through the air. The core glowed five different shades as it passed my face and blasted through the air toward Samilla. The pointed spokes holding the core in place pierced into her chest, and with an explosive sound, the marchioness blasted backward up the stairs in a tumbling mess. She wasn't dead. I didn't know how I knew that, but something told me her heart was still beating. The marchioness laid there in a heap for a long time, and then she sat up with a groan. The petite woman clutched her head, shook it a few times, and then scrambled to her feet. A wicked grin crossed her feverish, hair-covered face, and she slammed out her right hand toward me. I half expected a portal to blast out and behead me before I could even close my eyes, but nothing happened. Samilla's expression fell. She retracted her hand and then stared down at it with wide, horrified eyes. The marchioness set her jaw, brought her hands back up, and slammed both of them out at me. But nothing came out again.
What? What's happened to me? What did you do to me, sorcerer?
I held the staff a little tighter in my hand and then stared into the elemental core's shard. Inside of the piece, it looked as if smoke bloomed and brushed against the core's confines. But when I squinted, something began to appear. The grainy image of a portal solidified in the smoke, spiraled, and then disappeared as the stone grew cold and the light died.
I'll kill you with my bare hands if I have to!
The marchioness screamed and threw herself down the stairs with her arms outstretched.
No, you don't!
Valerie giggled, phased into view, and caught the tiny woman in her arms.
Just like Cleia said earlier, no one touches Charles!
The ash blonde held the marchioness at arm's length for a second and then dropped her cleanly to the marble floor. Before Samilla could move or shift an inch, the Nyx woman strode over, glared down at her, and then whipped out her arm. The marchioness flinched and closed her eyes, but there was no reason. The sudden crackling of ice reached our ears, and when Samilla opened her eyes, a pair of handcuffs made entirely from ice were tightly clamped around her thin wrists.
What was that?
Edeni gasped,
What did you do to her, Charles?
It was like...
Josephine whispered.
It was like you eliminated her power.
It was wild!
Valerie cried and leapt into the air.
For half a second, I thought we were going to have to pick up your body parts, stuff them into your machine, and build us a new Charles.
And I'm the morbid one?
Cleia asked and pressed a hand to her chest.
That sounds horrible and gross.
Hey, I'm just throwing out ideas here in case something like that does happen.
That won't happen, I chuckled, shook my head, and then lifted the staff so all of them could see. I think the staff took away her power, not me. Or at least my blood helped.
What do you mean?
Ryan asked.
You didn't bring any vials of blood with you.
How did the staff take away Samilla's powers?
Josephine breathed.
That's what I want to know.
The Martianess grumbled from the floor, but we ignored her. I have no idea. I shook my head, offered them my right hand, and showed them the red slice on my palm. I cut my hand on the metal shaft while gripping it, and my blood trickled down onto the runes. I think it activated something within the staff. Or maybe my blood did it? I don't know. I knew that the staff had to have more powers than it initially showed, but I didn't think it had to be activated by my blood.
It's because you're magic! Charles is magic! You're just like us! I mean, not exactly like us, but similar.
Now,
Edeny grunted, crossed her arms, and glared down at Samilla.
What do we do with this little weasel? Should we torture her a little bit before we take her back to the caravan? I can think of quite a few fun things to do with her before she's transformed.
When I swiveled my eyes down at the tiny Martianess through the crowd of monster women, she looked totally spent as the serum finally ran its course and caused her to collapse.
Sleep tight,
Cleia commented with her back turned.
In other news,
Josephine giggled.
Cleia, your power's finally activated. This is so exciting. They were so pretty.
The ash blonde nodded.
I don't think I've ever seen anything so beautiful in my life.
So, is it control over water?
Edeny asked.
All stages of water, ice, condensation, and in liquid form. From my understanding,
Cleia giggled.
It's amazingly powerful.
Ryan swooned.
I didn't exactly know what I was doing,
Cleia continued as she blushed a bit.
I saw what she was going to do to Charles, and my body moved before I could even think. I just knew I had to protect him. We have physical abilities. He doesn't. Charles, I'm not trying to say you're weak or anything like that, because clearly you're not. But I couldn't just stand there and watch.
Okay, okay, okay,
Valerie uttered and lifted both hands into the air.
Going back to Charles, how in science did you manage to pull yourself out of that thing? Cecilia said it's near impossible to break Samilla's portal hold. But how did you do it?
It's the staff again. My blood activated it, and I felt this rush of power that I've never felt before. It was amazing. It makes me wonder if I got a taste of what each of you feels like all the time. Oh, it was such a rush. The sound of running caught my attention, and I turned toward the broken doorway into the building. A man appeared in the distance, and as he raced closer and closer, I realized it was my trusted soldier, Ascara. When our eyes connected, the older man grinned and waved once before thumping through the destroyed door. The soldier slowed to a walk and took in all of the damage around us. His mouth hung open and his head fell back against his shoulders as he took in the scorch marks and broken marble.
What did all of you do? He chuckled, grinned, and then shuffled closer. It looks like you nearly brought the old building down on your heads.
If we'd done that,
Daisy chuckled, cracked her neck, and then stretched her arms.
I think that would have been way easier than what we all went through. I'm sure that the six of us nearly had 3 or 4 heart attacks because of Charles and his antics.
Charles and his antics? Excuse me, ma'am. I was fighting against an enemy. Ascara, do you have any news?
Yes, my lord. The dark-haired man grunted and bowed his head to me. The canisters work perfectly, and we've managed to capture all of the aristocrats around the city. We're loading them into the carts now, and some of the soldiers commandeered more from manors, so we'll bring them to the entrance into the city. Whenever you're ready, we'll start feeding them into the caravan to be transformed.
Thank you,
I grinned and slammed my hand down on his shoulder. You've done great work for me. I'm proud to call you one of my soldiers. Once all of this is finished and the wars are won, you will be rewarded greatly.
Thank you, my lord,
Askara bowed his head.
But I don't want or require any type of reward. I simply fight at your side because I believe in you and your cause.
I will reward you anyway, I grinned, let go of him, and then folded my arms behind my back. Now, I need you to go and help the other soldiers.
Yes, my lord,
the guard barked, bowed his head, and then took off through the ruined door. I stepped toward it too, and from my vantage point I looked out over the whole of Burskan. Dawn was just starting to break, and the sun rose in the east with bright pinks and neon yellows. For a moment, the city looked as if it were engulfed in flames, and my heart beat contentedly. This was what we worked so hard for. Burskan was now under our control, and before long, all of the aristocrats who lived there would be part of my monster women forces.
Charles,
Josephine squeaked.
I'm still curious about what happened to Samilla's powers.
I have an idea of what happened to them.
Then stop holding out and tell us,
Valerie giggled, raced forward, and gripped me by the arm excitedly. The core holds a lot of power. We already know that, don't we? We've seen its abilities in action through Josephine and Edeny, but I always thought there was something else to it, but I couldn't exactly put my finger on it. I believe that the elemental core took Samilla's power and combined it with its own. I think if we repeat the transformation with the core inside of my staff, whoever comes out will have the combined powers of the Drake and Samilla.
What?
Edeny gasped.
No way.
Ryan boomed.
That's fascinating.
Then what are we waiting for?
Daisy bubbled.
Let's get back to the caravan and start transforming aristocrats.
No, I want the first person who receives this power to be special.
Like who?
Cleia asked.
Are we going to augment everyone else's powers now?
Josephine probed. No. I shook my head, turned, and then offered my hand to the waiting redhead behind us. Cecilia, you've seen what my women can do and what the transformation gives them. Are you ready to join our family as a monster woman?